Start your day the Torah way. Rabbi Asher Steinbuch.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to speak today about the inyan of Kiddush Makom Sudah. So I'm going to start with the famous Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, Oysam b'nei Adon shekiddushu b'beis haKnesset. Those people that make Kiddush in Shul, Omar Rav yidei yayin lo yotzu yidei Kiddush yotzu. According to Rav, yotza Kiddush, even yotza Kiddush, even not b'makom Sudah. So if you make Kiddush in Shul, and then you're going to drink wine again at home, so according to Rav, you have to make a new bracha on the wine you drink at home because there's a shinoi makom. The yotza kiddush in shul, even though you're eating a meal at home, because according to Rav, there's no din of kiddush b'makom sada. Ushmol amar afidei kiddush lo yotzu. According to Shmuel, because people are eating their meal at home and they're just having kiddush in shul, you're not yotza kiddush in shul because ain kiddush el b'makom sada. And then the Gemara carries on. According to Rav, if you yotze Kiddush in Shul, what's the point in making Kiddush at home? So the Gemara says, according to Rav, is to be motzi your children, your wife, and your children, your household. And then the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, why do you make Kiddush in Shul? That there's no purpose in making Kiddush in Shul, because ain Kiddush el b'makom sada. So Gemara says, dafuke olchem idei chevosam, to be motzi olchem, that the guests who eat in Shul. I'm just going to carry on the Gemara bit, and then we'll go into it. And that means, according to Shmuel, what's the purpose of making Kiddush in Shul is to be motzi the guests in those days that used to eat in Shul. And the Gemara says, "Oz the Shmuel atameh the Amar Shmuel ain Kiddush el b'makom sada." And then the Gemara says that you might think, when's there a problem of Kiddush b'makom sada? Only if you go from one house to a different house. But if you're in the same house and you go from one room to another room, there's no problem. The Gemara says, no, there's still a problem even going from one room to another room. That's basically the Gemara. And the Gemara brings two stories that we pass tonight. Shmuel, that ain Kiddush el b'makom sada. That's basically the Gemara in a nutshell. That means the Gemara in a nutshell is, you've got Machlokes Rav Shmuel, if yesh kish makom sada, ain Kiddush el b'makom sada, and we pass tonight Shmuel, that ain Kiddush el b'makom sada. Now, Tosfos comes along and says, that's all very good in those days when you used to have guests that eat in shul. But nowadays, you can very, very rarely find that they have guests that eat in shul. We daven in shul, then we all go home, we have our meal at home. So is there still a purpose in making Kiddush in shul nowadays, yes or no? So Tosfos famously says that nowadays, very good then that there were guests in shul. So even though for the Makadosh, it wasn't b'makom sada for him, but because there were guests, he can make Kiddush to be motzi the guests, that for them it was b'makom sada. But nowadays there's no guests in shul. Says Tosfos, it's a brachah of atala, no purpose in making Kiddush in shul whatsoever nowadays. That is Shittas Tosfos. Now, if we look at the Torah says that, first brings back Tosfos, that nowadays there's no purpose in making Kiddush in shul. But as we know, there definitely are kehillahs that still do that nowadays. They still make Kiddush in shul. So the Torah says, first, the Beis Yosef explains the Torah like this, interessant Kiddush. He says that Tosfos brings at the end that there's a din, if you do a psia gasa, it takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. And Tosfos says that how do you get back that 1/500th of your eyesight? You get that back by looking at that wine of Kiddush. So the Torah says that there's some people that might not make Kiddush on wine at home. They might not have wine, and therefore they'll be making Kiddush on pass. So for those people that are making Kiddush at home on pass, so it's worth making Kiddush in shul for those people that don't have any wine at home, and now be yotza, and now gain this musag of getting back the eyesight, what Tosfos says. So just to recap, that the Torah explains that it is a mussar of making kiddush and shul even nowadays, because for those people that don't have wine at home and they want to get this thing what Tosfos brings of pesia gasa, they tell us echo mitof kuf me enov, and how to get it back be kedusha de beis shimsha, and therefore it's worth making kiddush and shul to get back that issue. Yeah, it has to be definitely on wine. Wait. So now, the Beis Yosef and the Bech both go to town on this tour. There's two major problems. First of all, the tour says clearly that the Mekadosh shall make Kiddush, and he shall drink a bit, and everyone else should drink a bit. Because to get back this problem of the eyesight, you can't just put it on your eyes. You have to do two things. You have to drink a bit and put it on your eyes. So there's two problems with doing this. First of all, that where do you kiddush b'makom sudah? Very nice, you're doing it, you're making kiddush and shul. Why? So in order that people at home don't have bread and you want them to put some wine on a kiddush to get back the eyesight. But if you're not yet to kiddush because they kiddush b'makom sudah, you're wasting your time. That's problem number one. Problem number two is, if you're not, it's the same problem, but shlav different. If you're not yotze kiddush because ain kiddush el b'makom sudah, then you've got the problem of being toyim before kiddush. If you're not yotze kiddush, because we hold like Shmuel that ain kiddush el b'makom sudah, so how can you go and drink wine and taste a bit of wine in order to get back your eyesight if you're not yotze kiddush because ain kiddush el b'makom sudah? So you've got a problem of being toyim before kiddush. So those two problems, both the Beis Yosef and the Bach, both address. So they both say, a bit chiddush, that you're not really yotza kiddush and shul. In kiddush, el b'makom sudah, we pass k'nai shmur. And therefore, even nowadays, according to them, you're not yotza kiddush and shul. You're only doing it a special type of kiddush in order to get back the eyesight. That's how the Beis Yosef and Bach both explain. So we've answered problem number one, that Yitak are not yotze kiddush and shul, and therefore we don't have the problem of in kiddush el b'makom sudah. But what about the other problem? You've got a problem that the Maisa, the Mekadosh, is drinking some of the wine, and the Mekadosh is giving it out to everyone else. How have you taken away the problem that you're being toyed before kiddush? If you're not yotze the kiddush and shul because in kiddush el b'makom sudah, how are you going to get away from the problem that you're being toyed before kiddush? So the Beis Yosef brings a big chiddush from the Sami Koitzi. I'll explain it how I understood it. The Sami Koitzi seems to say that there's two dinim in kiddush. There's one din that the Maisi has made kiddush, and there's another din that kiddush is sort of gemach, a choyvas kiddush. So Sami Koitzi seems to say that the etzem proper chiyuv of kiddush, you've not been yotze because in kiddush and b'makom sudah. But the ma'isa hotek gemach kiddush, you're gemach kiddush. So because the ma'isa made kiddush, the issa of being toyam before kiddush, the Sami Koitzi said that does not apply. So that's how the Beis Yosef explains it all, that there's no problem to being toyam of the kiddush wine, because the ma'isa, it's sort of like half a kiddush, and that half a kiddush takes away the problem of being toyam before kiddush. Just to throw in one other thing, the Rosh says, to explain the minhag, he says that midayisa yotze kiddush even not b'makom sudah. The whole din of kiddush b'makom sudah is only a din midrabbanan. Midayisa yotze even not kiddush b'makom sudah. Therefore, he said the minhag of making kiddush and shul nowadays is to be yotze those people that don't know how to make kiddush themselves, and therefore lachol hapachos midayisa din they are yotze. That's all very nice, a bit of lomdus. But now let's go to the how the ma'isa we paska nowadays. Well, therefore you can. Well, because it's only a job on you. Yeah. Oh, so Shulchan Aruch says, Nagin in Simon Reish Samach Tassif Aleph. No gin a kaddish for base akness. The minig is that nowadays we do make kiddish and shul. The ale makadish litum yain shall kiddish. The makada should not make, should not taste himself from the wine of kiddish. Elamat imoy le katan. You should give it to a katan because for the makadish it's not b'makom suda, and therefore you should give it to a katan. The in kiddish ela b'makom suda. The ikat akana was because of guests that eat and drink in shul, but now and the ochli v'shasi v'eknishna lo yitziyam yidei chivasa. V'achshav now afal gav the loy ochli ochim v'eknishna. Even though nowadays then there's no guests, afilo ochli says the machaber loy botla takana, that takana is not bottled. That's the reason of nowadays that there are shuls. We've got some very strict members here, a member from olden days, my grandfather, they still make kiddush nowadays. That's, huh? That's the time of those shuls that still make kiddush in shul. Says the mechaber, it's better because nowadays there's no purpose, we don't have guests in shul, it's better just to be mevatel the takana and not to make kiddush in shul. Now, so that means in a nutshell, the mechaber is basically saying that if you do have shul that still make kiddush and shul nowadays, then the mekadosh can't drink. For him, it's not kiddush from makom suda, they should give it to a katan. But it's better not to make kiddush and shul nowadays at all. Oh, I'm going to come to that in a second. The first point I wanted to mention, about giving it to a katan, the ma'aseh says a din that if we, of chinuch, if we can't do an aveh, if for us, for a gadol, there's an issa of drinking before a meal, there's an issa, it's not kiddush, because in kiddush, ereb makom suda, and if he can't drink, how can he go and give it to a katan? There's a mitzvah chinuch, and you have to be mechanach a katan, whatever gadol can do. So what's the purpose in giving it to a katan? If the gadol is the issa to drink, then at mitzvah chinuch, I shouldn't be able to go and give it to a katan either. So the Bach Taka mentions, because of that, it's better to give it to a katan shelo higia lechinuch, probably like 5 or 6 years old. But the Magen Avraham shrives Chai v'Kayam and says, if you're going to give it to a katan that's lo higia lechinuch, then the whole bracha will be bracha levatola. For himself, it's garnish, for the mekadosh, because ein kiddush and makom suda. So what are you doing? Giving it to a katan. If you lo higia lechinuch, then it's a bracha levatola. So he says it's better to give it dafka to a katan shegia lechinuch. I'm going to ask me a question that you've got a mitzvah chinuch. So the Magen Avraham brings a few tirutzim. First he says that some say this issa of not giving, as mitzvah chinuch, of not giving to a katan, something what you can't do, is only by a lav. It's only an assay, therefore that doesn't apply. And then he says another teretz that's EF Sheb in Yenachi. Because there's no other alternative, therefore it's okay to give it to a katan. Now, as Mr. Mankoff pointed out, what happens, some shuls, they still make kiddush nowadays, like older shuls. Well, there's no katan, what should he do? So the Beis Yosef brings down that there is, I'm going to come to it later on, there are those that say that you can be yotze the chiyuv of kiddush from makom suda, vos heisa suda, with a cup of wine. Just one reverse of wine, that's already considered kiddush from makom suda. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says that. Mechab himself says only one reverse of wine is enough. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, if you don't have a katan in shul, then the Mekadosh himself can drink the whole cup of wine, and he'll be yotze kiddush makom suda on a cup of wine by itself.
Remember to say our
gefen
after that.
Yeah,
knock
it out of you.
I've seen it. That's what they do.
What the Mekadosh? Right. Okay, so that is so far just a bit of. Okay, let's move on. The Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said that you might think there's only a problem of Kiddush Mokum Sudah, of any Kiddush that's called Shin and Mokum, any Kiddush Mokum Sudah, Mibayis Libayis, but Mokum and Mokum, Chad Besa, is not a problem. And the Gemara says that no, it's a problem even going from Mokum to Mokum, Chad Besa. Now, let's start the first question like this. What happens if you've got Das? If you've got Das to make Kiddush in place A, and if you want to have your meal in place B, you want to hear Kiddush here in Amish, and you want to go and have your meal at home, maybe if you've got Das, maybe it helps. So on Das, Tosa says, and all others showing him also say, even having Das does not help. If it's a proper Shinim Mokum, going from one house to another house, Das, Ahin Das Ahed does not help. And just the Ravka the Indian, Tosis brings a Geshmak Araya, because if Das helps, why does the Gemara ask, according to Shmuel, what's the purpose in making Kiddush nowadays? Say, Posh the Teres, you make Kiddush in Shul, and you have Das to go and eat your Sud at home. Elamai, Das Ahin, Das Aher, it does not help. So going from one house to another house does not help even with Das. What happens in the same house going from one room to a different room? What does the Gemara says that does not help. What happens if I've got Das? Yeah, I'm going to come to that in a second. What happens if I've got Das to go from one room to another room in the same house? Is that okay, yes or no? So Tosa says, and most of the Rishonim also say that, if you've got Das to go in one house from one room to another room, that's completely okay. Now, what happens in the same room from some people have got very big rooms, you want to eat, you want to make Kiddush in one corner of the room, and you want to eat the Sud in another corner of the room. Is that okay, yes or no? So Tosus also says, and we pass it La Rocha, for that you don't even need Das. So again, going from one house to another house, Das Ahin, Das Ahed does not help. In the same house, from one room to another room, without Das is not okay, with Das is okay. In the same room, going from one corner to another corner is okay even without Das.
If you can't see the corner,
I think so, yes, because it's the mice of the same room.
The L-shaped room.
I'm not sure. Now, like Mr. Mankoff said, what happened? Then the Shulchan Aruch actually brings that there was very makeup. What happens if you could see the place? That means maybe even I'm not sure about two houses, but for sure in one house, some people might have like four or five rooms, and for some reason, for somehow, they could see one room to another room, even though it's like four rooms down. So the Shulchan Aruch actually paskens la'alacha that if you could see the room from one room to another room, it's completely okay. But it's the day I make, and I'm not sure if everyone takes on our locha, if you could just see the rooms, and it's different rooms in the house without Das, I'm not sure if that's okay. But when, just to make a bit more practical terms, it can be quite negair sometimes. Let's say you go to a Kiddush, let's say, I've been to Kiddush in Steen Court Hall sometimes, and while you have, I'm not sure it's called one room or not, if you have Kiddush in the hall, you have them, like, to eat the food from the hall. Sometimes you make Kiddush in like the side room. I'm saying, is that considered one room or two rooms or not? What, so you say it's all considered one room? What are you saying? That's because. Right. Now the Mishabura points out another interesting.
Let's say
you go to two rooms, that's a problem. But
the ladies are using what they
give
from the
business. Yeah, not sure. What happens, the Mishabura points out another interesting chiddush that. Another interesting thing. What happens if it's raining? And you want to... What happens if it's raining and you make, let's say, making Kiddush at home because it's raining on Sukkot, and you want to go and eat your meal in your Sukkot, it stops raining. Is that a problem of Kiddush Mokum Sudah or not? So now, Start like this. If it's outside sukkah, like olden day people, and I still have, like, yeah, you have to go outside to your sukkah, then it's definitely considered a different place, and it won't, and even das will not help. What happens, a lot of people have, especially nowadays, indoor sukkah, and it's raining, and therefore, b'shas you made kiddush in your dining room, in your kitchen, and then it stopped raining, and you want to go and eat kiddush in your sukkah. Is that okay, yes or no? So Mishnah Berurah actually says that is like one room mipina lepina. Now, if you make kiddush in your house, and then it stops raining, and then you go and eat your meal in your sukkah, as long as it's like an indoor sukkah, it's basically all part of one house, then he said it's called mipina lepina, and you don't need to go and make kiddush again when you go and eat your meal in your sukkah. What do you mean? No, it's talking about indoor sukkah, and therefore. No, then outdoor sukkah is takapona. You have to make kiddush again. I say, how can you wash in between? Yeah. What do you say, sir? Yeah. I am not sure. Yeah, but there's no shina makam. It's in the same place. Okay, let's carry on. There's another thing what the Shulchan Aruch said, what's very negeir. So Tavayel always said, one din in Kesher Makom Sudah, that you can't change location. You can't go from one place to another place. Now, is there a din, let's say in the same room, and if we don't have the problem of going to one place to another place, is there a problem to make kiddush and go and have a nice shmooze and eat the meal or make and eat something an hour later? Is there a din you have to eat straight away? Yeah, well.
Oh, sorry, I'm making
sure. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'sarech lechol b'mokim kiddush le'alta. You have to eat straight away in a mokim kiddush. V'lo yafsik afilo lizman kotza. So now, what is considered zman kotza? Once if you wait for 2-3 minutes, is that a problem?
Yeah.
So Nissen Karel, it says, the amount that it takes of hesach adas, probably, I don't know, 3-4 minutes maybe. I'll say something similar to that. And Rebbe Yashiv says it's like a few minutes. Now, what happens, there's a few interesting negei halacha shailas, what the priest can bring down on this. First of all, I saw very interesting, I don't take on, I'm sure most people don't take on like that. I saw brought down, Chofetz Chaim says, that because you have to be so makpid about that to eat so close to your meal, he says if you make kiddush and then you go out and you eat the meal in one room and then you wash in another room, what most people do, the Chofetz Chaim was makpid to wash in the same room where he made kiddush, that there shouldn't be any hefzer whatsoever of kiddush from Makom Sudah. I'm not makpid, I'm sure, I'm not with anyone else that's makpid, but that's all brought down of Chofetz Chaim. Right. I'm not sure they do it because of that. Right.
I've seen some people, they tie their hands in the room.
Right.
They wash outside after kiddush, and then they tie their hands in the room.
I'm not sure if it's because of...
not to make a kiddush between the kiddush and the mitzvah.
Okay, we'll have the questions later. What happens? Oh, another interesting shayla that comes out often. What happens if you make kiddush and then even if you've washed, but you have to go on, let's say your wife has to change a nappy or something, or you have to let's say check that the food's ready for the meal. Is that considered a problem of kiddush makom sudah? So Sorab Eliashiv says anything basically to do with the meal is not considered a problem. And also, what can be very negair, what happens if it said you have to eat b'mokum kiddush the altar? What happens, let's say, a Shabbat bracha for sure, but even once you have a lot of guests, you've got 25 people for your Shabbos meal, until you make kiddush, till everyone washes and has a little schmooze around, everyone comes back to the meal, it could be easily 10, 15 minutes. Is that a problem or not? They also, as Saul brought down, also Sorab Eliashiv, that if it's just waiting for everyone to wash, also that's not considered a problem in the altar. If it's all to do with the meal, then it's completely okay. Oh, let's go now to the next halacha, what's very negeir. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yochol Adam lekadosh leachem. A person can make kiddush for other people. Afa pisha eina oichol imoim. Even though he doesn't eat with them, the leditu have a mokum sudah, because for them it's a mokum sudah. The afa gav the berachas ayin eina yochol lehoytzi achem imeinu eina nene imoim. Kiven the high boy piagaf and uchoyvel lekiddush kiddush yom domi. The yochol tziom afa pisha eina nene. The filu kiddush yom shachris motelasis gain. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that. It happens very often. What happens if you're going to, you're eating a meal at home, and then you buy someone else, you want to make kiddush for them. Are you allowed to make kiddush for them, even though for you it's not b'makom sudah, but for them it is. It happens quite often, let's say, old almanas. That's very hard for them to make kiddush. And then they ask you as a mitzvah to go in and say kiddush. Is that okay? That for them it's kiddush makom sudah, but for you it's not. Is it okay? So Shulchan Aruch says clearly it is. And he says it's different to Birchas HaNe'anim. That means by Birchas HaNe'anim we know if, let's say, someone else wants to eat a piece of chocolate, and for some odd reason he doesn't want to say Shehakol, can I go and say Shehakol for someone else who wants to go and eat that piece of chocolate? Or do we say that? No, because I'm not eating a piece of chocolate. I'm not nene. Therefore, I can't make shahako for him. So Birchas HaNe'anim is very famous that if you're not eating a piece of, if you're not nene from that food, you can't go and make a shahako for someone else. But that's by Birchas HaNe'anim. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, that's different. And Kiddush is Birchas HaMitzvahs. And therefore, you can make Kiddush for someone else, even though you yourself are not Yotza. Now, that's all I want to know. That's all very good by Friday night kiddush, because we say Bo Pi'a Gofen, and we also say Asher Kiddush Shabbos Seis Avot Savonu. The Shabbos morning kiddush, the whole nusach is only Bo Pi'a Gofen. Maybe Shabbos morning kiddush is began the Birchas HaNe'anim, and if it's began the Birchas HaNe'anim, I cannot make kiddush for someone else. So Shulchan Aruch clearly says that even Shabbos morning kiddush, even though the Nusach HaBrocha is only Bo Pi'a Gofen, it's Birchas HaMitzvahs like Friday night kiddush, and it's completely okay to be mochi someone else because it's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Now, to throw in, I saw Moshe Sternbuch says a very interesting chiddush from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said that Friday night kiddush, if you make kiddush from someone else, do you have to be toyam from the kiddush? To get it clear, let's say you're guest by someone else and the mekadosh is making kiddush. Does every single person buy the meal, do they all need to drink from the wine of kiddush? Or is it enough that just the mekadosh is toyam and everyone else, they don't need to, they've been yoked to kiddush by just shemeh ko'in and they don't need to taste? So now, by Friday night kiddush, everyone holds it's enough just for the mekadosh to taste. Not everyone else by the meal, it might be a nice kashmakazach to do, but there's no chiyuv of every one of the mesubim to go and taste from the wine of kiddush. What about Shabbos morning? Is Shabbos morning the same thing that as long as the mekadosh drinks from it, there's no chiyuv of all the mesubim of everyone hearing kiddush to go and taste? Or maybe no, by Shabbos morning kiddush, every single person needs to go and taste from the wine of kiddush. So most people on Noeg, it happens midday, Shabbos for Shabbat, you go to a kiddush, you hear kiddush from the mekadosh, and then you go and eat your nice piece of cake and your whatever you want to eat. You're not everyone's mappy to go and drink a bit of the kiddush wine. The Brisker Rav says, Moshe Sternbuch brings it down, that he held that on Shabbos morning Kiddush, it's begedah birchas hananin. And every single person, if it's begedah birchas hananin, on Shabbos morning Kiddush, every single person has to go and taste a bit of the Kiddush wine. So now, let me ask you, according to Briskerov, that Shabbos morning Kiddush, everyone needs to taste a bit of the wine because it's birchas hananin. Maybe according to the Briskerov, Shabbos morning Kiddush, if it's birchas hananin, I can't go and be mochi someone else if I'm not making Kiddush. Right, that's what you would say, but I saw brought down that they say the shame in the Briskerov, that the Briskerov held, even, I don't know how to mark it 100%, but even the Gabi tasting it, it's considered Birchas Hananin and everyone needs to taste, the Gabi this din that can be moched to someone else, is considered Birchas HaMitzvahs, and it's enough, and I can be moched to someone else, even though I myself am not being Yotzer. If you look at the Viskarov inside, that's why it's all brought down. Oh, wait, but sorry, I missed out a point. Very important on this, that Mr. Brugge, he brings down Cholkin, but he says, if we said now that there's no, I can be mochi Kiddush for someone else, even if I'm not making Kiddush, if for them it's Kiddush from Makom Suda. What happens if they themselves can make Kiddush? Am I still allowed to make Kiddush for them? Or maybe only if they can't make Kiddush, let's say old Almana that doesn't, it's hard for her to speak, it's hard for her to drink wine. So the Mishabura says, if the person knows himself how to make Kiddush, and for me it's not Kiddush from Makom Suda, I should not be making Kiddush for them, they shall make Kiddush themselves. He does bring Cholkin a Kafachan, and Pri Chodosh says that in all circumstances I can make Kiddush for them, even though they know how to make Kiddush. But if they themselves know how to make Kiddush, and for me it's not Kiddush from Makom Suda, I should not be Motzi for them, they themselves should be making Kiddush. He's saying what? Because Hamotzi is definitely Birchas Hananin.
It
isn't,
so therefore everybody should make their own rubber.
It was a chiv to be bred on Shabbos though, so.
I hear you, I don't.
Those who know it not to will apply this to you. No,
it's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to another very important point. What is considered, so the Rabbi have discussed quite a few in Yonim, what is considered a Suda? We said that in Kiddush, Adabah Makom Suda. What is considered a Suda if you have, do you need to, is Kiddush Makom Suda only bread or mezoinas? What is considered Suda? So the famous Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim, Tosfos says, when the Gemara says that make Kiddush and taste something straight away after Kiddush, that it should be Kiddush Makom Suda, says Tosfos, Ner dehainu te'imas lechem. You have to go and taste bread. So if I would learn Tosfos Kipshutoi, Tosfos is saying that to be Yotze Kiddush from Makom Suda needs to be bread. If you go to a Kiddush and have some Akichalach and herring and cake and everything else, Alagetazach, and according to Tosfos, you're not Yotze Kiddush from Makom Suda, state has to be Lechem. That's the Pashtus of Tosfos. The Beis Yosef famously says that, let's start like this. The Torah brings a Geonim that says that you don't need to have Lechem. You can be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda with wine. Even though, I'll come to it in a second, even though it says wine, the Mishabra and the Magen Avraham both say that Mezoinas is definitely way better than wine. So if you can be Yotze with wine, Kiddush Makom Suda, definitely can be Yotze with Mezoinas. So the Geonim say, not like Tosfos, that you can be Yotze with Mezoinas, with wine and everything else. Now, Beis Yosef learns in Tosfos that even when Tosfos says you need to have Lechem, Tosfos is not talking about the Chiyuv of Kiddush Makom Suda. Tosfos is only talking about the Chiyuv of what you need for your Suda of Shabbos Suda. Your Chiyuv of Shabbos Suda, that needs to be Lechem. But Tosfos is masking to be Yotze the Chiyuv of Kiddush Makom Suda, says the Beis Yosef, that he's moida to the Geonim that can be Yotze by having Mezoinas or by having a cup of wine. I did see bring down that there are a lot of cholkim on how Beis Yosef learns Tosfos. Reb Yitzchak Spector, I saw others bring down, but to Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky also. But Akoponim, Beis Yosef is happy to learn Tosfos, that Tosfos learns like that. So how lemaisa do we paskan halacha lemaisa? So let's read out a Shulchan Aruch. Kosovo Hagoinim, what the Torah brings down, the famous Hagoinim. Hard in Kiddush Elba Makom Soda. When we say in Kiddush Elba Makom Soda, Afilo Ochal Dova Muat, even if you eat a small thing, Oy Shosa Kois Yan Shechavel Obracha, or you had a cup of wine. Yot Soy De Kiddush Makom Soda, the Gomez Sodosa Makom Achi, Yotzi Chiv of Kiddush Makom Soda. The Dafka Ochal Lechem Oy Shosa Yan. Dafka, if you ate bread or you drank a cup of wine. Avon Ochal Peyos Loy. If you just ate fruit, then you're not Yotzi. The kids from Makom Soda. Okay, so let's pause there a second. So what we have in the Mechaber is that you've got lechem, or if you drank wine, that's kids from Makom Soda. So the Mishabur famously brings down that Mazoinus is also going to be okay. Now, what about? Okay, let's start like this. From the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, it's mashma, just one cup of wine is okay. The Mishabur brings down that you should be machme and you should have two cups of wine. It's very negir, I must say, this is very negir, l'ochlamais on Pesach, that most cakes on Pesach are shahako cakes, and therefore to be yotza.
No block, it's like a shahako cake, you
should have
a cup of wine.
Yeah, so that a lot of people tackle yotza, kish machon sud on Pesach, by having two cups of wine. What happens? Is grape juice considered kiddush b'makom soda like wine? That means the mechaber says that dafka ochal lechem o shosa yain. What is grape juice? Is grape juice the same din of wine? So I saw. I'll say the same omoy who says it. Rebbe Yashiv says that it has to be dafka wine because wine is a choshev zach and kiddush b'makom soda has to be dafka wine. But Nissen Karelit says that even grape juice has got the same chashivas of wine and you're not yotzer kiddush b'makom soda. Sorry, you are yotzer. Three other very important points to still point out. What happens if you don't have, for some reason you buy a kiddush, you don't have wine, you don't have mezoinas, you've only got, let's say, a nash, a bit of peiros, a bit of shahakos, or yotzer b'makom soda on that. So from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is mashma that it has to be dafka lechem or yayin. If you've just got peiros or shahakol, then you're not yotza. Mishabur does bring down the Shilte Giboyim says that you are yotza with peiros, but the Mishabur is only happy to rely on that b'shas hadchak. That b'shas hadchak can be yotza on peiros, let's say maybe on Pesach, if it's very hard for you to go and drink a whole cup of wine, and you're eating your soda at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to be starving till then b'shas hadchak, he says you can be yotza with peiros, but lachatchil you should not be yotza with that. Now, a lot of people do not take on like that, but the Mishabur does bring down, and the Bialacha, both bring down the Vilna Gaon of Kiva Eger, both of them say that because there are shittas that hold Dafka Lechem, the Vilna Gaon of Kiva Eger were makpid always to have Dafka, not to be Yotza kids from Makom Soda on Mazonas, and Dafka to have Lechem. Now, what happens, just two other small points, what happens on Friday night? A lot of people, Shabbos morning is famous, a lot of people take a do it, go to a kiddush after dining on Shabbos morning, and they eat cake and they go and eat nice things by a kiddush. We don't see many people, maybe it's not practical enough, but it can happen. Let's say you go to a Shabbat brochas, what's starting who knows when, and you're starving hungry, you want to make kiddush at home after shul on a piece of cake, and then go to the Shabbat brochas an hour or two later. Can you do kiddush makom soda on the zoinus on Friday night as well? So the Shasian says, and I also saw from others, the member offhand now, but they say a chilah between Friday night and Shabbos morning, that Friday night, because it's a deraisa, you're meant to be mechmet to dafka have lechem, and dafka Shabbos morning, because it's only midrabbanon, then you can have mezoinus. One other interesting Shabbos point. Morning. Shabbos morning only, because it's drabbanon, but not Friday night, because it's deraisa. Now there are people, and my shver does it, and I've heard from others as well, there are people, even though, let's say they'll go to a kiddush Shabbos morning and have mezoinus and herring and all sorts of nice zachar, but they'll come home and they'll make kiddush again by the meal. What's the source of such a minog? So I saw brought down two interesting makoros on that. But Moshe Sternbuch says, he says there is an inyan, I think he does it, to make kiddush again by his meal, because there are, like we saw, there are Reb Kiva Eger and the Vilna Gaon, there are definitely those that hold that has to be dafka lechem. So he holds that to be yotza ala shittas, he would make kiddush again at home in order to be yotza In order to be yotze lechem, just one more quick thing. Another mekoy for that minigid. Moshe Feinstein says, interesting. He said that the din of kiddush makom suda is not just a din in kiddush; it's a din in the suda. The achash of the suda on Shabbos requires wine. So therefore, when you're coming home and you're having your suda, so makom the suda shabbos achash of the suda, you have to have a cup of wine before your meal again in order to make the suda achash of the suda.
I'm going to touch that, I'm going to assure him.
Yeah.